All right, let's continue on with our NFL picks. We've got Brad in studio from Sports Meets Beer. You can check their podcast at Google Play and iTunes, and they're on Facebook and Twitter as always. Wildcard picks. You want to go with yours first?
Sure. I'll go with mine first. So I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Baltimore Ravens last week, and I said it would be close, but man, did they really test me. That defense, even with Ryan Shazier, was giving up a lot of big plays. I saw a crazy stat going into that game where they gave up, they've given up 6 plays of 50-plus yards, the Pittsburgh defense has. They gave up a few big plays on Sunday night. You saw Baltimore able to exploit the fact that they don't have the speed at the middle linebacker position. And Baltimore or Pittsburgh's offense is so good that they were just able to kind of overcome whatever Baltimore's offense couldn't do. That Baltimore is not New England. I think New England already has a game plan in place. And here's the crazy thing. Like, I don't think they're going to show all of their cards to Pittsburgh because I think they plan on meeting them at some point in the AFC playoffs.
Right.
So I think they're going to show half the cards and they're still going to expose them. We talked about it on the podcast earlier in the year, and I said that this will be a weird year for Gronkowski because of his injuries and they want to save him for the playoffs. Lowest receptions, lowest yards, right on par with his normal touchdowns. And he's kind of there now, right? Mm-hmm. I think this will be a big game for him because they're just going to dare Pittsburgh to have to try and cover him. And Shazier is the only guy that can really run with him and is physical enough to hang with him. Cooks is going to get open down the field. This game's going to be like 45-40 because wow. New England's defense has been okay at times. They've been a bend but don't break, and that only works against 90% of the league. When you have the offense that Pittsburgh does, it's trouble. I just think that if you were going to go Tomlin versus Belichick, you got to go Belichick. And I just think that there are enough weaknesses, and Pittsburgh has shown them that New England is going to be able to exploit them. And they were going to have to, like I said, pull out all the cards. I think you're going to see New England kind of reassert themselves as a dominant team here. That Miami thing was a fluke. I'm going New England in this game.
I saw some crazy stat about that game, and I'm kind of paraphrasing it, but it was something like, since 2003, they played 13 games against each other, and I think the Steelers have won, like, maybe 3 of them.
Yeah.
And not only that, but whenever the Patriots win, it's been handedly. Like, they've outscored them tremendously.
Look at the AFC title game last year.
AFC title game was one of them last year, so, yeah.
And I think, you know, you see in that Miami game, like, if you can get to Tom Brady, you know, it really creates some issues. I mean, the New England offense didn't get a third down that entire game. So
crazy.
Weird.
Yeah.
But I don't see Pittsburgh able to either get to Brady or to get to Brady and cover Brandon Cooks down the field or Gronkowski on the field or cover those guys. Like, either way, they got to give something up, and I just think they're going to get eaten up in that game.
So my wild card is the 9-4 Rams against the 8-5 Seattle Seahawks. This is a huge game for Seattle because if they win, they will take a lead in the division because even though they're tied, they beat them last time.
Right.
So that's huge for Seattle. But I think the Rams are going to win. I'm going to take the Rams over Seattle.
Be careful in victory formation, Jared Goff. They're going to come get you.
I think that the Rams, this is their chance, right, to create that separation in the division finally. And they've kind of had it all season, just a little bit, like just hovering over the top of Seattle all season. But now if they win this, they get that bigger separation that they want. And then, you know, they can move on to the playoffs and not look, have to worry about Carson Wentz later in the playoffs. So
how good is McVay been as a coach?
Right.
Jared Goff is 10 times the quarterback. He's not even the same quarterback.
It's unbelievable. He's not even the same quarterback he was in college.
I know. It's amazing.
It's a totally different guy. So
it's amazing.
Taking Rams. And then Ben decided to go for Miami over Buffalo, correct?
That is what he selected.
All right. So he's thinking really on the Jay Cutler train.
The Jay train, as it were. Miami going to keep it rolling against the vaunted Buffalo Bill juggernaut.
Check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, and that is on Google Play, iTunes. They're on Facebook and Twitter. Brad, thanks for being in the studio.
Thanks so much for having me, Danny.
You're so welcome.